Knockoff with Todd and Sammy for the drive home. Can you feel it? 92.7 Mix FM.
Hey, how good is this for a Wednesday night? Special guest out, Amy Shepherd, everybody! Woo! Come on! I mean, it's just us. And,
I'm just clapping myself.
And Mr. Amy, Lox is here. Hey, Lox!
How are you? You going well?
Yeah, good, mate. Hey, welcome home all
yes,
the way from Nashville.
Thank you. So good to be back.
Straight to Mix FM Sunshine Coast. I heard you didn't stop anywhere else.
No, just to get a fake tan. That was all. I've been in winter, a ghost. But, yeah. You know. Here we are.
Yeah. So has it been snowing in Nashville? Bring us up to date.
We actually got the most snow that Nashville's had in 70 years or something.
In history,
Lockie said.
In the history of the world, in the history of Nashville?
It looked like just white. It looked like a totally different town. We just woke up one day and it was just completely snow. Like,
is that right?
A gingerbread house.
A scene from the movie Gremlins.
And we were so excited.
You're way too young to know Gremlins. But there's a lot of snow in that movie.
Amazing. And of course, it was a novelty for 2 seconds. We went outside and then I was like, I actually don't have any snow gear. And I'm just like, everything is wet and I'm going inside.
Surely, though, you're out there for the first time ever as a Frozen fan going, so you want to build a snowman?
Of course, yeah. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
I wasn't expecting that, everybody. It's pretty good. Hey, and Nashville's been a massive thing for you. Yeah. We're going to give a spin to, what did you say? Did we drop it? Did you just drop your brand new song?
The kids say
you dropped it.
I think so. Am I a kid still? I don't know.
All right. First time play at Mix FM for Small Town Rumours in just a moment. What we'll do is we'll whet the people's appetite. What about a bit of this action? Play the whole thing shortly. It's an absolute ripper. But you've written a record. You've got a new song. Tell us about the experience.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Nashville is just so much fun. Being just at your doorstep with tons of songwriters and musicians. We're writing every single day. It's just it's a whirlwind, you know. But I'm not going to lie, it has been hard. It hasn't just been like an easy move. We're missing Australia so much. And seeing everyone on Instagram in the pool over Christmas was a bit challenging. But having a great time. And I think it's going to be okay because we're going back and forth. Quite a lot. So
right.
The best of both worlds.
Getting frequent flyers up between Vegas and Nashville, which is pretty cool. Did you bump into Keith? Was Keith over there? Keith Urban?
Not yet, but I did hear Nicole Goes to Pilates where I am going to join up next week.
They're around,
but I mean, people don't bother them. I think Nashville people are pretty aware of like famous people. So
Yeah.
I did see Gwyneth Paltrow and I was starstruck. She was with Apple, her daughter, and they were just having breakfast right next to me and just have to keep cool.
Well, that's what we've always said on this radio show. Do you know who gives kids a bad name? Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. But Apple, it's a good name. It's probably should be the only Apple in the world, right?
Apolina. Is that short? Is it Apolina? That's a French name, but I don't know. I mean, I've reserved watermelon for my kids, so nobody uses it.
I like that. That's perfect. What did we used to say? Jessica Biel, she should have, you know, when she had a kid with JT, should have called it, kept her own name and just called the kid Batmo.
Batmobile.
Come
on. Jeez, who is this guy?
Come on, Amy Shepherd. What's the stand-up scene like in Nashville? No, all right. Hey, what I want to ask, two really important questions that the people will want to know. One, obviously you're doing some solo stuff, but the family band is still very much together. You're dropping a new song on Friday.
We are. It's called Edge of the Earth, and we've been sitting on this one for a little bit. We're so excited. It's a big release off of our upcoming album, which I'm sure will be announced soon. The date keeps changing, but it is definitely coming, and everyone's going to love this single. I feel like, you know, I haven't seen a reaction on socials to a single since Geronimo.
Yeah, right.
So I'm pretty excited for this release.
Right. Well, we've been playing Good Times a lot.
Oh,
so
awesome.
There's been a lot of good times here on Mix FM from Shepherd. And the other big question is, if it didn't work out, the solo thing, and I'm sure it will, but have you got a backup plan? Because I've got an idea for you.
What's that? If
you were to leave the family band full time and the solo thing was, and you needed a songwriting partner and a performer, I've got an idea about you and I forming a duo. And we hit the road and we only sing our own versions of Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Oh, I love it. Or we could do some comedy tracks as well.
We could, absolutely. And you know the name of our band?
What is it?
Def Shepherd. What do you reckon?
It's perfect. I love it. Let's get some merch going.
Yeah, have a think about it. We're going to play this brand new song. Can you intro it for us? Thanks, Amy Shepherd.
Sure. Hey, this is Amy Shepherd, and this is my new single, Small Town Rumours.
It's like you've done this before.
Once or twice.
Mix FM's Todd and Sammy for the drive home. 92.7 Mix FM. Todd and Sammy for the drive home. Let's go.